Whitewater Action. How long have you been paddling?
This is my third year. I started by surfing beach waves in my granddad's canoe. When I got good enough at that, granddad took me canoeing on the river. Now he takes me to rivers and competitions all over the place. What gear do you need for whitewater kayaking? A spray skirt, it fits over my body and around the cockpit of the canoe to keep out water, a life jacket, a helmet, a double-bladed paddle, and a kayak. I hear that you've even competed overseas. Yeah, that was last summer. I won 3 silvers. The competition was the Hydro Australasian School Camps, and it was held in Tasmania, Australia. There were paddlers from Canada, the United States, Australia, and New Zealand. Some of the best young kayakers in the world. It was great. There's a grading system on rivers. How does it work? Grading is used to show how difficult a river is to paddle. Grade one is easiest. Like, it's flat water and then it goes on up to grade 6, which isn't usually paddled. Why is grade 6 not paddled? It's too hard and really dangerous. I guess that a really good kayaker might try it. The world's best. Using a special design kayak. What grade scares you? Grade 5. I paddled grades 1 to 4 all right. This river today is grade 2. It's okay. In Australia, we've paddled on grades 2, 3 and 4. You look pretty relaxed on the water. Do you feel relaxed? I'm nervous just before I completed when they were counting down. My start over the speaker like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. After that's over, I feel all right. I get really mad when I hit the poles of the gates that I had to go through. If you touch a pole, you have 2 points added to your time. And if you miss a gate altogether, they add on 50 points. What about that rapid down there? That's a big wave breaking back upstream on itself. We call them holes. Can you paddle it? I could this morning in the practice run. What happens if your kayak tips over?